Hello, this is Father Michael Pekosik, parochial vicar at St. Albert the Great and friend of the Rock, where you can always find rock-solid truth for the Catholic life. With the fifth Sunday of Easter, we're just a little past the halfway point of the Easter season. Hopefully this has been a time of joy where you have seen God's graces unfold in your life. See, He's always giving them, even though sometimes they are difficult to see because they do not always come with the pleasant feelings we would want. This is especially true when we are being pruned or shaped for holiness. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks of His disciples as being branches that are rooted in Him, the true vine. His Father is a vine grower, a reminder that it is by God's grace that we grow and are shaped in holiness for our sainthood. Just as a wild vine or a plant of any kind will need cutting, shearing, and pruning to grow towards its full and healthy potential, so it is with us. God's pruning is a grace, although not always fun. But we have to remember that this pruning is being done for our good so that we can grow to our full potential, which is to say, our sainthood. This is an act of love on God's part because without it, we could not grow as we should and would not become saints. The pain or angst associated with growing in holiness can be considered similar to that associated with a physical workout or maybe a difficult study session. This care that we put into our physical health or intellectual knowledge does not always feel great, but we know that the results are inherently good. The same is true with holiness. The results are very good. Remain in Jesus as a branch must remain on the vine to live, and rejoice to receive all of God's graces, even when they are the pruning actions of the Father, because you are being made into a saint. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.